It is said that death is the last great adventure, and for Rhea Snaketail, deceased, it certainly seems that way. Ever since she was sent to the Ring of the Slightly Damned to suffer eternally from, well, boredom mostly, she has had many adventures. Along the way, she met and befriended Buwaro, an idiotic but gentle demon, and his sister Sakido, a mysterious and moody exile. The afterlife continues to be full of surprises as Rei and Buwaro manage to escape from hell, but not without Sakido paying the ultimate price. Their arrival in the mortal realm of Medius could be the start of all sorts of new problems, but now Rei only has one thing on her mind.
So cold! This summer coat I kept in hell is useless! How do humans live through this without winter fur? Or demons, for that matter? How are you doing, Buwaro? Do you want to rest for a minute?
Okay.
Eep!
Eep? Did you sit on something?
I don't know. What is this?
Looks like a snow bunny. Great! I haven't been hungry in months. When we get there, we can...
It's cute.
We can keep it! This looks like a collar. Maybe it ran away from someone? It must have gotten into trouble, judging by these injuries.
White fur? The long ears? Kinda reminds me of...
Snowy!
Huh?
Snowy! We can name it Snowy.
Snowy, huh?
That's the first time he smiled in a while. Maybe this is for the best. I bet, Snowy is cold too. We should keep moving. Whoa! These tracks! I never saw anything like this on the hunting team! These are hooves, but they're huge! And this other set doesn't look like any predator I've seen before.
Rhea? What's wrong?
If we made it here, I guess there could be demons around too. And I doubt they'd be as friendly as Buwaro, or even Sakido. It's nothing. Let's go, we're nearly there!
So, where are we going?
My old house. I used to live there with Ramirez. It should be safe. It's a fair way from the village.
Why are we going there?
Well, it wouldn't look good if I strolled into a hick town with a demon, you know?
Oh, so we're hiding because I'm a demon.
Ah, crap. Oh, hey, this is the place. Welcome to my humble abode. Good timing, too. It's starting to snow. Looks like they finally shut up this old house. Come on, I know another way in.
Why would they close your house?
They say a Jakai was murdered there before Ramirez and I were born. According to legend, her ghost cursed the house. I didn't believe it, so I moved in despite the warnings. It was all fine and dandy until I was killed. Whoops. I should be more careful around him. Gotta be more cheerful. Hey, look at this! Most trees lose their leaves in the winter, but the trees used for houses here don't. The leaves turn white instead of falling off. Aren't they pretty?
Wow, they are pretty! I wish Sakido could have seen them.
Oh, goddammit! Ugh, I shouldn't be mad. It isn't his fault. I'm just tired. It's been a long day. Wait. Stonepaw smells like, hey, I wrote this. That means this is the right spot.
Rhea?
This was our super secret entrance to the house. It's pretty small, but you should fit. Okay, I think my room is this way. God, it's almost as cold in here as it is outside. There should be a candle somewhere. Can you find it? I can't see anything in this dark.
Whoops!
Ow! My tail! Just find a candle already.
Okay, I think I found one.
Then light it up. What are you doing?
I'm trying to light it with my breath.
God, you suck! I should just look for some matches.
I can do it by myself.
It's about time. Just as I thought. Even though they boarded up the house, no one touched my stuff.
It's a nice room, Rhea, but why is it so small?
It's not small. You're just big. Stay put. I'll check out the rest of the house. Weird. Never thought I'd come back here after being in hell for so long. Looks like only Ramirez's stuff is missing. I guess some Jakai traditions can be useful. Home sweet home, I guess.
Rhea, I don't feel so good. I feel all weak. My tummy kinda hurts, and it's making these weird noises. Oh no, you too? Are we sick?
I'm hungry. For the first time in months! I guess Bowaro's just new to hunger. But what is there to eat around here anyway? Oh, I know! It should be right where I hid it. Behold! The honey I won last spring! Good thing honey never goes bad. Bowaro?
Look! Snowy and Thaddeus are asleep together. They look so cute. Just looking at them makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
I can't believe it. He already forgot that he was hungry. It's not so much that his train of thought is slow, it's that it gets derailed and explodes as soon as it starts. We should just share this jar, Bowaro. The other jar has fire bee honey in it. It's really, really spicy.
What's spicy mean?
Never mind. Even if he doesn't know what spice is, he should be able to taste it. Maybe fire demons are resistant? Sorry, this isn't much of a meal. Maybe I can try sneaking some real food out of the village storehouse tomorrow. I'm too tired to do it now.
Don't worry. I think this honey stuff is really, really tasty. How many other kinds of food are there?
There's pretty much no limit. There's meat, eggs, nuts, fruits, vegetables, soups, meat, bread, cheese, pasta, candy, baked goods, meat. Man, what I wouldn't give for some meat right now.
Wow. So, are they all like this honey, but different colors?
Dang, and I thought he was naive in hell. Maybe I should teach him about some of this stuff. Nah, they're all different. Only bees make honey.
Bees? What are those?
Hang on, I think I might have something about them in one of these old books.
Hey, what's this animal?
What? Can't you even read its name?
No.
Oops, guess there isn't anything to read in the ring. You know what? These pictures are boring. Let's do something else.
Okay. What's that thing?
This? This is Moku, the Earth Snake Guardian. It's just a cheap statue, unlike that one I broke of Fuzenro.
And what about this nice soft thing?
That's a pillow. You rest your head on it when you sleep. It's a lot better than rocks, that's for sure.
How about this?
That's a chair. You're too big for it. Get off.
What about this thing on the wall?
This? Part of me wants to say, a very tired, overworked Jakai. It's a mirror. You can see what you look like in it.
Hmm. Nah. Nah.
He's really interested in that mirror. Maybe this is the first time he's really seen himself?
Wow, I have really big teeth.
Bro, just go to sleep. Gah!
Good night, Rhea.
I didn't mean in my bed. Oh, forget it. At least he isn't sleeping on me like he did in hell.
I miss you, Sakido. I miss you, Sakido.
I know. Please don't cry, Bowaro. What is that in your arms?
Huh? Oh, this is a bunny I found with Rhea.
I see. She's very cute. You should take good care of her. Listen, my necklace is very precious and powerful. It is important that you keep it close to you. You must not forget.
Huh. Something ain't right here. The sky is green, the grass is blue, and the rocks have polka dots. Nope, can't put my finger on it.
Hey, Rhea!
Hey, Boaro! Didn't you used to be taller?
You're silly. Anyway, we gotta get out of here. The bunny's coming. It's dangerous!
How could the bunny be dangerous? That thing's harmless!
She grew big.
Big?
Yeah, look!
Holy shit, that's a big bunny.
Yep.
Ow.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Since when do I need a reason to have fun? But you're no fun. Not anymore.
Oh, thank Gaia. It was just a dream. But where am I? And what is...
Huh? Snowy?
A demon. A demon!
Wow! Bunnies are such cool pets! Hey, Rhea, wake up! Why didn't you tell me bunnies could turn into humans?
What? They can't. No, go away!
She did! Come on, I'll show you! Fine. I'll go say good morning to her by myself. You don't have to be such a butt-face about it.
If I wasn't, I wouldn't be me. I don't care if you think Snowy turned into a magic rainbow unicorn. Leave me the hell alone and let me sleep!
Be that way, then. Snowy and I will have fun without you, and we won't invite you to play with Thaddeus, or...
Just get the hell out already!
Where is this place? Why am I here? Even armed, there's no way I can fight against that demon while I still have these things on. And there's no telling when I will...
Snowy?
Oh no! I turned back into a bunny! Why now?
Ow! Ah! Ow! Killer bunny!
What now?
Rhea! Snowy's trying to stab me in the face!
That bunny has the right idea. Fine. If it'll shut you up, I'll check on the damn bunny.
Look! There! With a knife!
Wow. What a cold-blooded killer. I bet you were just too rough. You have to be gentle. Come here, little bunny. I won't hurt you.
Eek!
Ah! What the hell? That's it. I've tried being nice. Look, I am really not in the mood for this shit. Snow bunnies do not swing around steak knives. It's time to cut the crap right now or I'm gonna have rabbit stew for breakfast. Just who or what the fuck are you? You're a bunny that can turn into a person. This is just too much. Hand me that knife. I'm going to kill myself.
Rhea, you're scaring her. Hi, Snowy. My name's Boaro. Huh? Why did you flinch? Is there something wrong with my hand?
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Someone finding Boaro scary is just really funny to me. Don't worry, he's harmless. Anyway, my name is Rhea. This is my home. We found you in the forest as an unconscious snow bunny and brought you here. And now you're a human, with weird clothes. And blue hair. Who are you? How did you get injured? And why were you a snow bunny, of all things?
What should I do? They don't know who... No, what I am. Can I trust them? But Boaro is a demon. Oh, I can't say anything like this anyway. What will I do?
Snowy's afraid of me because I'm a demon? Do I really look that scary? Thaddeus is good with people. Maybe I can get her to put in a good word with Snowy.
Oh god, I'm getting too used to all this weird crap. All I can think about is food. I really shouldn't have mentioned rabbit stew. Stew. Yeah. You don't talk much, do you? Ah, forget it. I'm so hungry I can't even think straight. I'm going to go find something to eat. Buoro, you stay here with Snowy. I'll be back soon.
But I don't want to scare her. What should I do?
She's just not used to you yet. You should just leave her alone for a while. You can just stay in my room if you want, but if you break anything, I'll break you.
She's leaving me alone with him? What's going to...
Snowy? Look, I'm sorry if I scared you earlier. I really didn't mean it. I want to be your friend, but since you don't like me, I guess I'll just stay away till Rhea gets back. Never mind.
Did that demon just apologize to me? I don't know what to think anymore.
I'm scary? I didn't know being a demon was such a big deal. I miss home. Oh, Thaddeus, I'm glad you and Rhea are here, but I miss hell, and I'll never see Death or Sakido ever again. This pendant is all I have left.
I know Buoro is a demon, but he's been nothing but nice to me so far. I should check to see if he's alright.
Snowy?
This sucks! I have to get all the way to the storehouse from here without being seen, or I'm dead. Again! And the fact that it's freezing doesn't help. I want my winter fur. This little jacket ain't doing shit. Why do I even have this?
Rhea?
Oh, shit!
It is you! Long time no see, Rhea.
Hey there, Thunderheart!
Why didn't you come visit on Spirit's Day? Were you having too much fun in heaven?
Oh, yeah! Heaven! Yeah, sorry about that. Heaven was so fun, I totally forgot! I'm lying to a small child. No wonder I went to hell. So, what's up?
Oh, we were in the Humans Town celebrating the winter solstice. It was really fun. There were games, performers, and really good food. And on the way back, I saw a snowdrop flower by your house. I was gonna go draw it. Then I met you. Hey! I know everyone's still asleep, but we could go wake them up and—
No! I mean, no! It's alright! I don't plan on staying too long anyway. Could I get you to do me a favor, though? If the winter solstice was yesterday, then old Lockjaw must have a hangover that could kill a bear. He's probably not in the mood to serve a dead person, but I doubt he'd ask many questions if you went in for me. My friends in, heaven want to, try out our unique cuisine. Or something.
Okay, leave it to me.
Oh boy.
Alright, I got everything. But why a first aid kit?
I hit my head on the way down? Look, thanks, kid, but I really gotta go. You better run along or, the holy light will blind you, maybe.
Bye, Rhea. You better visit me on Spirit's Day next year.
I have a distinct feeling that remembering this will confuse him for years to come. Well, that was lucky, but that's just one problem down. There's still that girl. She was shaking the whole time. I better check on Buoro first. He was pretty depressed when I left. What the hell? Buoro, when did you get wings? And what about you? I was worried you'd be in the corner crying, but you're chumming it up with dumbass McGee! Are you doing this to spite me? Wait, is that my towel covered in blood?
Hey, stop picking on Snowy. She was just trying to help. And I got these wings from Sakido's pendant.
Really? Whoa, that's messed up. Maybe you should take it off?
But it's from Sakido.
Fine, whatever. Do what you want. just don't go jumping off anything. There's no way those wings could hold your weight. Anyway, I brought us back some food. So let's eat. There's nuts, berries, bread, jerky. Thunderheart did a good job. Oh, for crying out loud. You have to take the shell off before you can eat a nut. See? Snowy's got the right idea.
Huh? For me? Gee, thanks, Snowy. You're so nice. Ooh, I saw that smile. That's the first time you've smiled since... forever. Are we friends now?
It's about time you stopped being so nervous. I'll get a new candle in here and we'll patch you right up. Alright, Snowy?
Snowy, meet Thaddeus. She's my pet, and she was my best friend before Rhea. And she...
Poirot, shut up. I need to talk to Snowy for a sec. I think it's about time that you told us who you are. I'm happy to help, but I want to know who I'm helping. At least tell us your name. I didn't ask you about your weird collar necklace thing. I know you aren't an average human, so what are you? A sorceress? Toski's cousin? I'm not asking for much.
I'm so sorry, Rhea, but I'm helpless. Please understand.
Oh, jeez, quit it. I guess you're a mute. Sorry I didn't realize it sooner. We'll get you to the nearest human village. It doesn't really matter who or what you are. You've been really nice to Poirot, and that's what counts.
Aw, why do we have to go again? I mean, we just got here.
Well, for one, none of us really belong here, and two, our village has this dumb rule where humans aren't allowed, even to visit. I tried inviting my friend over a few years ago, and... well... Hey, can my friend come play in the village, please?
No way! It is traditional to be racist fucks!
You bitch!
Wow, Rhea! You're hardcore!
Waro, I was just... oh, forget it.
And so, our heroes are joined by the mysteriously quiet girl in blue, at least as far as the next town. What secrets could she be hiding? And what dangers could be following in her footsteps? Find out all this and more in the next incredible episode of Dragon Ball SD. Wait a minute.